Simon & Schuster Audio presents Island Time, a novel by Georgia Clark. Read by Mae Martin, Corinne Davies, Kat Gould, David Linsky, Catherine Littrell, Mirai, and Allison Ryan.
For my family. Prologue. 63 miles from the southeastern coast of Queensland, Australia, is an island unlike any other. Most of it has never been logged or mined or trampled by tourists shoving shells in their pockets. Much of the land is as it was pre-human. Fewer than 60 visitors are permitted at any one time. The island is so remote, it appears as an afterthought. At roughly 6 miles long and 1.5 miles wide, it isn't particularly large. You can hike from one end to the other in a day. But its modest 3,000 acres are home to some of the most astounding biodiversity on the planet. Like most powerful places, it has more than one name. The first is for the ship whose rusting skeleton can still be found where it wrecked on the western shore in 1803, Lady Lushington. The Aussies shortened this to Lush. The second is the island's indigenous name, in the language of the Butchala people, Monday, meaning pretty. Two small, uncomfortable ferries service the island daily, crossing the Coral Sea, which is part of the Pacific Ocean. And on this hot morning in mid-March, only one passenger is on board. She scans the endless ocean for so long, she begins to wonder if mysterious Monday is simply the stuff of legend. Surely there can be no life out here, so far from the mainland. But without warning, the horizon buckles, rising up. An ochre-red cliff soars out of the sea, crowned in a tangle of subtropical rainforest. An ancient world of towering pines and oversized ferns, emerald green and prehistoric. The southern end, the highest peak. The ferry circles the head, aiming for Monday's only wharf. A white wedding train of foam trails behind the boat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?